You can do better than that.
Yee, 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 yee. Live from 315 Long Island AZ. This is Alex Man the Portis. And welcome to Alex Man's Rapid Fire with Dragon Fire and... Can't forget about him, ladies and gentlemen. That's our producer over there, slash down engineer. Quick reaction to the NBA. That's right, Ham. Quick reaction to the NBA draft 2018. Ayton goes number one to the Suns. Ladies and gentlemen, Devin Booker finally got a nice running mate. I thought the Spurs would have made a run at Devin Booker with the Kawhi situation. Hey, Spurs, it ain't fun to love and not get love back. Get rid of that man. He don't want to be there. I thought Booker would have been a nice selection that the Spurs could have went after. People are worried about sending Kawhi somewhere in the West. But where you finna send him in the East, man? If it ain't for Jason Tatum, I don't want him. Think about it, man. The East ain't got too many people to offer. I would love to have Kyrie, but he's in a contract year. Not sure if he'll sign long term. You go north, Porzingis. I'll take Porzingis, man. But you know the Knicks ain't finna get rid of Porzingis. I want nobody beyond that. As far as beyond that north right there, because those kids with the Raptors, they soft. I'm talking about DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. They both soft. And as far as the Sixers, man, I'll take the Fresh Prince. But you know they ain't finna get rid of the Fresh Prince or Embiid. So, man, if it ain't Jason Tatum, if it ain't Embiid, if it ain't the Fresh Prince, I don't want him, man. So I think Devin Booker would have been a hell of a pick for the Spurs. But, you know, it's a sign of the times how things are changing. You saw what happened with the Patriots in football. That Patriot way is kind of, you know, you've seen the last couple steps in that. The same thing with the Spurs, man. And old man Riverwalk left them in a time perhaps when he shouldn't have. But we'll leave that to another discussion. Back to the draft, though. Number two, Marvin Bagley, the third out of Duke, baby, goes number two to Sacramento. I think a lot of people thought that Luka Doncic would go number two to the Sacramento Kings. Not the case, though. So with Ayton number one, Bagley number two, Puma scores big. The first two guys taken signed with Puma. And they also signed Clyde Frazier. I'm not sure they ain't going that one, man. But, hey, man, they also got Jay-Z, man. So, hell of a day at the office. And I think they got Michael Porter Jr. as well, if I'm not mistaken. Mike, speaking of Michael Porter Jr., a slip of the draft. Go for number 14 to the Nuggets. I want him to go to the Mavs to pair him up with Dennis Smith Jr. The Mavs picked five, took Trae Young, ended up trading him to the Hawks for number three, Luka Doncic. We'll get to that in a second, but Michael Porter Jr. slipped to number 14. To me, a surprise of the draft. Back to number three, though, the Hawks, ATL, take Luka Doncic. And, man, ATL, they doing it big in sports, man. Basketball is kind of hit or miss with football. The Falcons, man. The Falcons, Julio Jones and them, they just drafted Calvin Ridley. Don't forget about Matty Ice. Baseball, the Braves are back. And soccer, man, MLS. Atlanta United doing it really, really nicely, man. Easily the most popular team in the MLS at the moment. Josef Martinez is the real deal. I think he's a star that the MLS has missed. And, man, the Atlanta United, look out for them. But Atlanta doing it real big right there. So Atlanta takes Luka Doncic, number three. And then number four, Jaren Jackson to the Memphis Grizzlies. Remember, Mo Bamba told the Grizzlies, don't draft him. He said, nah, he pulled a Trevor Knight. Nah, I'm good, baby. Mamba ended up going number six to the Orlando Magic. I skipped number five. The Mavs take Trae Young. But, again, they traded Trae Young to Luka Doncic, the number third selection with the Hawks. So they just swapped number three and number five. Again, I wanted the Mavs taking Michael Porter Jr., but, you know, I didn't think we had a chance at Luka Doncic. I think he's pretty special. I like to see what he does, what he's going to do with Dennis Smith Jr., and the aging Dirk Nowitzki, man. So that's interesting right there. Again, Mo Bamba number six to the Magic. You know, the NBA draft ain't the same like the NFL draft. I'm sorry, I lost the train of thought right there. You know, that football draft, you pay attention 1 through 32. Not the case with the NBA. You kind of lose interest after the mid-round one. Basically, World Cup news real quick. Messi, man, laid another egg. Take him out them GOAT discussions, man. Cristiano Ronaldo playing big for Portugal. I mean, easily with Messi laying the egg, easily makes Ronaldo the best player of the era, if not ever. I'll take Ronaldo over anybody. Man, no lie right there. He became the Europe's leading scorer with the last goal he scored when they played. I'm losing a blank right here. They just played, I think it was Morocco, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, Cristiano Ronaldo doing it big with the 2018 World Cup. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm losing a little train of thought right quick. Other news, man, baseball. Bryce Harper shaves his beard. You know, man, people are like, you know, why he do that? If you ask me, man, he's a free agent. He's gearing up to sign with the Evil Empire. That was my prophecy to begin with. Bryce Harper was born to be in pinstripes, man. We'll go ahead and finish it out with the WNBA. To show love to the WNBA guys, Skylar Diggins, Dallas Wings, doing her thing. Skylar Diggins, even on the off night, she's on. Alex Mann, the Portis, Alex Mann's Rapid Fire with Dragon Fire and Ham. Later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.